We're talking about the miracle of water. I think it covers 70% of the Earth's surface.
If not more.
Yes, but how much of that water is true water? Just H2O, nothing else.
Not much.
Not much. Not even 1%, I think.
Nope. It's the number one greatest natural cleanser.
Correct.
You know, it can be in three separate forms. It's amazing with 70% of the planet covered in it, how little of it really is truly human consumable.
That's correct.
I guess it's like less than 2% of all the water, which is absolutely incredible. But that tells you the capacity that we hold in our oceans. Romy, what was that website you gave me of the guy that's inventing and building those barges that he's anchoring 1 mile offshore and sending salt water through RO systems, creating the pure water and piping it into the villages in Africa?
All I remember is he was the guy that invented the five-hour energy.
Five-hour energy drink.
Millions off of it and is spending the majority of that wealth on
providing fresh water to people that don't have it.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty neat.
I mean, it's one of the most incredible sanitizing elements on the entire planet.
Yeah. And what's unique is Connecticut has their own product that they are using in Africa to help the folks out there get better drinking water for them. Because, wow, there's a lot of different chemicals that get into their water and different viruses, and the Connecticut systems help make their lifestyles a lot better.
And mining is a big issue, and anyone that's been in Globe knows what mining can do to your water table.
Oh boy, arsenic. And
there's plenty of mining in Africa that's affecting this.
But like I said, hard water is worldwide. Nearly 100 different countries around the globe are using Connecticut now.
I understand from several water heater manufacturers that Globe, Arizona is where water heaters go to die. I guess the water at Globe and Miami are tough, really tough. Romy, let's take a couple calls. We've got Wally and Jane and B. We got Gilbert, Sun City, and Tucson represented with one open line for you. If you'd like to ring us, 1-888-767-4348. We've got Jack Eversall in here, the Tucson representative for Connecticut Water Systems. You can reach him at his office in Tucson at 520-293-6687. Jack, do you have anybody answering that line right now, or is that the cell phone that's in your pocket turned off?
It's my cell phone in my pocket turned off.
Okay,
thank you for asking.
That's very good. Thank you. Sometimes we give that number out with somebody in studio, and the phone just lights up.
But we guarantee to get back to you this Monday morning.
All right, very good. Let's go to Wally calling from Gilbert. Romy, bring him in. Wally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? I hope it's fine.
Super fantabulous.
I have a whole house Connecticut system in my house. I've had it for 10 years. Okay. I love it as far as, you know, the glass and everything goes. The only problem that I see with it is that in my toilets, it will get a pinkish ring around the water line.
The famous pink ring.
Right.
Yes.
I've been told that this is like a bacteria because the Connecticut system kills everything so much that
Wally, I'm glad you asked the question because a lot of folks with full house water treatment systems experience this. Mike Maddox, General Manager, Connecticut.
Good morning, Wally. I want to say, starting off first, I'll thank you for being a longtime Connecticut customer, and thanks for all the support out there. That ring that you're seeing, Wally, is a bacteria. It's not a harmful bacteria. It's a bacteria that everybody and anybody will see out there. Very simple solution to fix it. You can put some chlorine inside that bowl, or you can get a little one of those little 3-inch chlorine tablets. Going to have a little bit of a smell sometimes, but if you do that, you will never have that. It's a pink or a blue ring that's out there, and it's out there all the time, has been in the industry 30 plus years, and it's always been around. It is a nuisance, but it will come right out.
Will. Okay, so just a little bleach in the toilet bowl itself or a chlorine tab in the tank back
absolutely.
By itself. Okay, there's a couple. I hear about it in the dog bowls a lot.
That's true.
You know, it's any place that the water is standing in a situation that pink ring develops, and the pink and the blue, is it the same thing?
Same.
Just differentiates itself differently.
It is. It's kind of an error. It's like I said, it's not a harmful bacteria.
Now let's talk a little bit about that it brings an interesting concept, because if we're going to clean water to the point that it can't help it, it becomes indefensible. It becomes susceptible to a lot of things because it's been purified so much. That's why we have a small RO tank and not a 50-gallon RO tank. That's why lots of snowbirds down in Tucson, what do you tell people when they come back? You know, they're coming back now. What do they do to their system to make sure that's good?
When people come back from vacation to snowbirds, they've been gone 3 to 6 months up to Minnesota, Illinois, wherever they hail from. I ask them to come home.
Wherever they hail from.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. Now, listen, this is Jack Eversole from Tucson, Connecticut. We're going to break here for bottom of the hour. We're going to come back. What do you do to your RO and your water treatment equipment when you're returning back to your house after being closed up and locked up for 3, 4, 5, or 6 months? More with Jack of Connecticut of Tucson. You can reach him at his Tucson number, 520-293-6687. And we've got Jan, B, and Mike that all want to talk to you on hold. And Romy says the texts are melting the computer board.